Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes, like behind the O-line, soon as the QB say hype. It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view, injuries, big trades, player news, yeah, sector competition, and he played with Tony Dungy, better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz,
said everything you need and more, yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz,
I thought I told you once before, we call him
Big Game James,
yeah,
Big Game James, Big Game James.
Going on, everybody. It is that time of the week, hump day, the day where Big Game Sports Buzz comes on and you get to talk about sports with us, the sports fanatic, and of course the pro athlete. I am Jay Stoggs, the Buff Nerd. Let's go. And of course, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the reason why the show is called what it is, rocking the no glass look tonight. Very nice, sir.
Yeah, hey, I'm blind as the mother lover right now.
I say, hey, Big Game James, y'all.
I sat them down somewhere, and yeah, they there. They're not with me. They where I sat them.
They where you, hey, I understand. We get into that age now. We're like, now I know I put it. I know I put it somewhere. It's in the house. I know it's in the house. I just don't know where in the house, but I know it's in the house.
That part.
Yeah, that's for sure. But hey, thanks for joining in. Thanks for showing
Jay,
up.
Jay, you ever put yours up here on your forehead? You be like, man, I can't find my glasses.
Oh my gosh, you kidding me? All the time, bro. Like, hey, have you seen my? And it's so embarrassing because you're like, have you seen my glasses? I don't even like to ask if someone's seen my glasses, and they just look at me crazy. Like,
hey, he playing with me, right? He joking. He is playing with me.
Nah, my folks love telling me. And just shake their head. That's what they do to me. Make sure that you like, subscribe, share, and ring the bell so that you know when the latest show, the latest episode of the podcast on BGSE Network, Big Game Sports and Entertainment Network, is on. Of course, you can catch us on your favorite platform for podcast. You can do that. So make sure you do that. We love to hear from you. Love to chat with you. Make sure you chat it up with us because it's going to be a fun night tonight. What episode is this? Episode 90 what?
94. 94.
About to hit 100.
About to hit 100, dog.
94 was a good year for me, man. The 9 Fizzo. I like that year for me.
That was my freshman year in college.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's a good year, man. That was a good year, bro. I like it. Listen, we got, of course, we're going to do our four downs tonight. I say, of course, but we're going to do four downs tonight. Oh, hell no, between the lines, because we got to get into what's going on in the NFL. And tonight's top five, look, it was kind of whimsical, you know, and one I actually kind of had some fun with. Top five celebrities that, you know, really just don't like, you know, annoying, you just don't care for.
I'm glad you told me the top five because I have no one. I didn't know what the top five was.
Man, I texted it to you, bro.
Hey, I swear to God.
So, you know what? It's going to be great because it's going to be right off the rip. Man, I can't wait to see what you come up with.
Yeah, it's going to be I got to think. I might have one person for one through five.
One through five. Oh, it's going to be a great podcast. That's going to be a great podcast. So, yeah, top five celebrities that just annoy you, get on your absolute nerves. You wish they would go away. Sometimes you wish they just weren't celebrities at all. There you go. That part. Let's go ahead. Let's jump into this thing. Let's go.
Four downs.
See, I like how you announced that. Okay, so this past Tuesday, the first college football playoff rankings came out. And it was a bit of a surprise to some people. For some, not so much. Sitting at number four was Florida State. Sitting at number four in CFP. That's right.
That sounds like some hate in your heart.
Hey, man, I got a Seminole sitting in my house right now. Coming in at three and possibly won't be there. They'll probably be banned anyway because they're cheaters. Michigan.
They're not going to ban them this year. Harbaugh will play he'll go to the playoffs.
No.
They'll get in trouble next year, and he will go to the NFL this offseason.
They're going to ban
him. Mark my words. Nah, they're not.
They're going to ban him. They're going to ban him. No. You know what? They'll prolong it until the playoffs. Now, if they beat Ohio State, you know what? Let's keep going. Number two, the Georgia Bulldogs are sitting at number two, which is kind of crazy if you think about it. They're two-time defending champs.
How do you not have the defending champ at number one, dog?
They haven't lost, and we'll kind of get into that. And then
in 20-some plus games.
They haven't. And then sitting atop the rankings, the Ohio State is number one. All four of these teams, huh? I mean, look, all four of these teams are undefeated. And then, of course, sitting right outside of the top four, Washington, who's also undefeated coming out of Pac-12, was kind of crazy about this. Let me get your thoughts real quick. Ohio State being number one and Georgia being number two, we kind of alluded to it. Talk to that part. That does seem odd that you would have Georgia at number two and Ohio State at number one.
I don't like Ohio State's body of work compared to Georgia's body of work. I just think that Ohio State, they both have some games that they squeaked by. So I guess that's not a very good argument, James. You can't do that big game. But I don't know. Return two-time national champs. You got a 20-plus game win streak going on. Yeah. You look like you're still going to be dominant to finish out this season in the SEC, which is, quote-unquote, the best conference of college football, according to all the writers who's of the SEC's butt.
Right.
If that's the case, Georgia deserves to be number one, hands down.
Well, here's the other thing, too. The argument was that, strength of schedule. Right now, Georgia has not beat anyone who is a ranked team, whereas Ohio State has beaten top-ranked teams.
Well, Notre Dame, which isn't in the top 10 anymore.
But when they played them, and that's the thing, it's when they play them. Notre Dame was ranked high, and then Penn State was also ranked high. So, and they beat them both. Now, again, when you have the Michigan-Ohio State game, that's really going to determine, I believe, that ranking right there. Georgia will bump up to number one.
Right.
Georgia will bump up to number one. If Michigan wins, Georgia still goes to number one, and then Michigan will be banned. Washington will go in, and, we'll keep it moving.
Dude, you really think Michigan's going to get banned before the
Absolutely. Playoffs? Absolutely. NCAA does not like Harbaugh. They don't like him.
Well, they would have got his ass already by now. But how bad is it that more workers just keep coming up? More people keep coming out saying, they pay me McDonald's to go film somebody.
That's what, dude, that's what I'm saying, man.
They filming people for Happy Meals.
They don't. It's hard out here, man. It's hard out here for a pimp. Here's why I say that, man, because as you look at Michigan tried to get rid of them, and then they won. And so Michigan couldn't get rid of him. So then it was like, okay, well, you have, a couple of scandals here, a couple of near misses here. Like he wasn't on the field because of some recruiting deals, right? Some recruiting scandals that he had. So he was off. He couldn't coach for a couple of games, if I'm not mistaken. And then came back, and now this cheating thing is going on as far as filming people. Man, look, you know, I kind of look at the NCAA as like the FBI. They don't come with something unless they already have it.
No, facts, but can I say this, Jay?
Sure.
And we see this in college football so much now that it's getting ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You got coaches on the sideline, and they got grad assistants standing behind them with big-ass mm-hmm. banners that they roll out and stand behind them. That's to keep people from in the stands to try to steal signals from behind and other things.
Yes.
NCAA, if you really want to cut out the cheating, give the quarterback earpiece communication like they have in the NFL. And then give it to the linebacker on defense. Now calls can be called in, communicated, and you don't have the signal no more. Exactly. It's 2023, almost 24. Why are you still out here throwing up these goddamn automated football gang signs?
Or you have big signs that have like four squares on them, you know, and which I've never understood that.
And a picture of a Tonka truck, Thor's hammer, like angel wing.
And a Snicker bar. Like I always see a Snicker bar.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we running God Help Me Snicker 2 27 Drizzle. What the hell?
Right. And you got another guy on the other side, you know, on the other side of him telling you which one to look at or which one to use.
Right.
Man, yeah. I mean, if they have this in baseball, which they do, they have it in MLB, and they just wear a hat. They wear a hat. You, and again, you're right. They have this already in the professional ranks. Why could they not put this? They could easily put this in the collegiate league.
Jay, just like the NCAA is behind on, they didn't govern the NIL deals when they let it be allowed to where now it's unfair playing ground for some schools, right? It's the same thing. The NCAA is like, I see why some of these Power Five schools are talking about going off and creating their own governing body of foot for football and just do their own thing because NCAA is a joke. And it's clearly a joke to not have it where these college people can communicate with their quarterbacks and linebackers and just eliminate signals.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy.
Man, we didn't have no signals in the NFL. They called it. I mean, yeah, we did. But it was still like, it was not nearly like the shit that's going on nowadays in college.
No, not at all. We can say that all day, especially when it comes to college football. We definitely going to, we keep saying it, we're going to definitely have something on a Saturday morning or something like that for college football kickoff. In the works, we'll get there. First of all, we just got to get unbusy or actually have more subscribers come in, you know, and contribute.
Donate. Hey, matter of fact, donate. Cash App, BG, James Cash Canada. It's right there. Help a brother out. That way, because you get stars through Facebook and through YouTube. They take a nice percentage of it. So, hey, just hit your boy up with that Cash App so we can do some more things.
There you go.
Hey.
Moving on, second down. Listen, this hit, and I think there were a lot of people that were happy, especially in the Philadelphia area. but not so much in L.A. Apparently, the Sixers have traded James Harden to the Clippers to be reunited with his dude, his guy, Westbrook. What do you think about this trade?
Damn.
First and foremost, let me say this. We've talked about James Harden so much on this show.
We have. We really have.
And it's almost like, dog, why are we giving you the love and respect to even speak your name? Because sometimes it's just like, bro, give me a break. But Jay, I think what takes the cake to this, like the day before the trade, he finally decided he wanted to be around the team. So he shows up to the team playing, and it's just like, it's like he runs and tries. He's getting on the team, wants to get on the team playing. And he wants to, you know, be with his boys and everybody else. And it's just like, hold that, bro. We're going to need you to go ahead and go. You ain't allowed him right. So security stops him and doesn't even let him on the team playing. So when I first read that article, I was like, oh, shit, it's coming. And he gets traded. And it's finally like the romance of everything. It's over. You know what I'm saying? This is not a match made in heaven anymore. You got to go, right? Good for your ass. Now, the question I have to you.
Yeah.
Because it was inevitable. We knew it was coming. You cannot just be, you can be this disrespectful to the general manager, badmouth him in public, and think that you're going to be able to still be around and not be a cancer.
Right.
had your teammates still trying to talk good about the whole situation, knowing they were lying. We're looking at Embiid like, come on, bro. We're doing ninja, please go on and say the truth. He wouldn't, right? My question to you.
Yeah.
James Harden, is he done? Or can it work with him, Westbrook, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard in LA? Can you see that combination of, and they won't all be on the floor at the same time. We know this. But can you see them all coexisting on the same offense?
First of all, shout out to Grand Dyson. Man, hey, golden mic to you, sir. Just like you saying about Josh McDaniels, and we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. That's a, oh, hell no. Come on, man. Harden has gotten to a point where he believes he is a first option guy. He's a first option guy.
Right.
Westbrook still believes that he is not the same Westbrook, but he's not a six-man Westbrook.
Right.
So the question is, now you put them with a healthy Kawhi and, for all intents and purposes, a healthy Paul George. There's not enough balls on the court, man. There's just not. They only have one. Can they coexist? I don't think so. I just don't think so. I don't think this is good.
Will they even be healthy? That's still the thing. That it was so much load management done in LA last year to where I still I even questioned their ability to be ready to play. Like, what's going on, dog? Are they really ready?
Yeah, I don't think they really haven't had the opportunity to play together. And that's just talking about Kawhi and Paul George. Now you put in Westbrook, now you put in, Harden, again, who believe they are both first option guys.
Well, Westbrook accepted his role of coming off the bench last year. I think he knows that he's that six-man role now, that he has to live with that and be that guy. And I believe Tyronn Lue will have him, knowing, what he's
supposed to do. But think about who was on the floor and what team we're talking about. We're talking about L.A., you know what I'm saying? We're talking about so you're telling me you're going to start. I mean, yeah, he's a six man on LA. He's a six man on the Lakers. On the Clippers. Okay. If he's, and he's not a true point guard. Let me stop before I even say that. He's not a true point guard. So he's not going to bring the ball up and pass it to anyone. He's not going to make plays for anyone. Yes, he is a triple-double machine, which means he passes the ball at least 10 times a game and people score.
Russ is a turnover machine now.
He is. He is. He really is. I just don't see it, man. I think I'm kind of looking at this where you have aged stars on a team, and it's just going to be just gross to watch. You won't like it. You won't enjoy it.
Agreed.
The battle for LA, nah, I don't see it. So, kudos to Philly for getting rid of him. Good job. You did it. I think you'll be all the better for it. And, again, the Clippers are – just going in the wrong direction. And I love it as well. Because I definitely want to beat the brakes off of them. Staying in the association, third down. Wembanyama. Man, look. Last night, San Antonio snatched victory from the jaws of Phoenix. And I said this before, man. And I know it's very early in the season. But I don't believe Phoenix is the team to beat, not only in the NBA, but in the West. And I think Wembanyama in San Antonio showed that last night.
Well, I don't think anyone said that Phoenix was a team. I think I said you got to give it to Denver being the defending champ.
Okay, I give it to Denver. But, people were saying, oh, Bradley Beal – and, you know, you Kevin got rid of Durant. Kevin Durant and Booker, and you got rid of Paul, and you got rid of Aiden, who really wasn't doing anything in the playoffs, and now they're going to be better. I don't see it. I don't see how. I just don't see how. Because you still have the same players. And though you did add Bradley Beal, but the real conversation is about Wembanyama. Is he the truth? Is he what everyone, and I say when I say everyone, is the writers and people are saying, you know, I won't say the second coming, but what are we witnessing? Greatness in the making.
A Wimby?
Yeah.
I believe it's hard to see a big man of his size, and it's like a phenomenon. Like, you want to see, it's like really seeing a unicorn. Like, it doesn't really exist. When was the last time you seen a player that tall be able to do, have a skill set besides just being tall?
Giannis. You know what I mean?
Giannis is not 7'5", bro.
No, he's not 7'5", but he's like 7'1".
Oh, man, Giannis is 6'11". He's not even 7 foot.
He's 6'11". He's taller than me.
A lot of people are taller than you, Jack.
I knew that would stop you at tracks. Yeah, nothing for it.
Hey, I just, you know, so often you talk about number one picks, height, yeah, all this other stuff.
Sure.
I think Wembanyama is going to be – now, he does look frail. And like,
yes,
he looks like if he falls, it takes slow motion. Like, how long is it going to take him to hit the ground and get back up? Yes. I don't know. But I still think seeing what he's doing in these first couple of games gives me hope that he won't be labeled as a draft bust. I think that he has a good enough skill set where it's going to be interesting and fun to watch, especially if he can put on a little bit more muscle.
Yeah. But, you know, this is the same thing that they said about KD. Now, KD is breaking down. And here's the thing. The moment he gets – and I don't wish this on anyone. No player at all. I don't care how much I don't like them. I would never want them to be hurt, okay? Because that gives you your livelihood and things of that nature. Here's the thing, though. When KD went down after that Achilles, he has not been the same and has not – played a full season since. You know, the Achilles and the calf and the knee and all that other stuff. You know, and as a professional athlete, when you start looking at these things and these things happen to you, you know, you really have to take account, right? Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Anthony Davis, dog. God.
Exactly. Yeah, Mr. Glass. Glass.
No, I think Victor Wembanyama is going to be good. I know we got to take into account different things. I don't know, man. It's hard to see, but like the craze and people are excited. Dog, I've heard some basketball conversations in passing, and it's not your typical conversation about the same typical players. It's a lot of it was centered around Victor Wembanyama, so it made me pose the question, how good is this kid going to be?
I think people are holding their breath because they you know, we always want to anoint the next, right?
Hell yeah, you gotta stop that.
Before Wembanyama was you know, I don't even remember the kid's name now down in the Pelicans. Oh geez, wow, just Zion gone Williams? Like that. Zion was supposed to be the next,
but he didn't look bad tonight. Honestly, he didn't look bad tonight, bro.
How many years has it been?
Enough to where as long as he plays, we're going to be happy. We're going to be happy with anything he give us right now, Jay.
And that's the thing is until he gets, we're happy with whatever we can get. But he's supposed to be the next, right? So you can't load manage anymore. Not like you used to.
Well, so hell, you don't need to load manage. I hate that shit. Excuse my French.
No, you're right.
If you're French,
What I'm saying though is that you can't say, you know what, he can play 60 to 60, you know, 62, 63 games. The other, you know, 18 to 20 games, we're gonna load manage throughout the season.
Yeah, I got
he'll play a quarter here, right, to kind to try and help him, to save him, just in case you may make the playoffs. But you can't do that any longer. So what does that leave him? Well, it leaves him in the fact that he has to play. He has to. And he hasn't played, again, a full season, much like KD. But unlike KD, it's happening early in his season.
Got you.
So, no, I hope he does well. I hope he does stay, you know, strong. I hope he does get more muscle on him. But I'm excited to see what he does, man. You know, right now I haven't watched too much basketball. I've watched a little bit because, you know, it's football season. And, of course, the Texas Rangers, World Series 3-1. And they're going through it right now with Arizona. Oh, boy's pitching like the perfect game right now.
They just went up 1-0, top of the seventh.
Go.
Top of the seventh for the Rangers right now.
Yeah, man, let's get this fourth down, man. Fourth down is actually pretty interesting. So apparently, everybody's coach, Coach Prime, Wallace, what's up? Cups up.
Wallace, long time no see, brother.
Cups
up. We're gonna talk about them dirty birds in between the line, too, because
that's our fact. That's our fact. Apparently, what has happened when the Colorado Buffaloes played the UCLA Bruins in the Rose Bowl, the Coliseum of Los Angeles. Different places.
Don't do that.
I don't know. They played
the Rose Bowl. But the Coliseum is a totally different place. That's where SC plays. Get it right, Buff Nerd. The Buff Nerd.
They both suck. Anyway, so they played at the Rose Bowl. Apparently, they got their stuff stole. They got jacked while they were playing. Did not know this, unbeknownst to them, obviously. And so Coach Prime has come out and said NCAA needs to reimburse them for the items that they've been stolen. They're going to make a list, and they're going to send this to NCAA.
And charge UCLA for that shit.
Some of the UCLA players also got their stuff stolen as well. Not as many. They haven't come out and said anything. But apparently it was very rampant on the Colorado side because, you know, they got NIL deals and they throwing watches and, you know.
All right, here we go. You know, the little yellow shirt folk at the game.
Yeah.
They need to do background checks, thorough background checks.
And then they
need to shake them down because they the event staff, they the security outside of the doors. If that's the case now, all home teams that are hosting that contest need to put armed police guards at the door to have them as security and no one else allowed to enter out that locker.
Have their own people. That's sad.
I mean, it should never happen, but I'm not trying to be funny. It happened to your Cowboys when they went over to Mexico City and played an exhibition game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Michael Irvin, them got their stuff stole, their ice.
Yeah,
stole.
They did.
And it's just ridiculous, bro, that you come to town, you come to business. And this is my thing. I was never a flashy jewelry kind of guy. I was the total polar opposite of my father. You know what I'm saying? Right. My dad would wear a gold ring on every finger just to go to the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? I was never that dude. I didn't want to be iced up. I didn't want to be, the drip. None of that. It just wasn't me with my personality, right?
Yeah.
But here it is. These young folk are different, dude. They like to wear it. You know, Prime got a gold chain with a gold out whistle on it. It's cool. It's what they do. If that's what you like to do and how you like to go travel and go around, you should be able to do that. Because the first thing someone's going to say is, well, they shouldn't have had on all that jewelry no way when it got stole.
You're right, but you shouldn't have to live that way. No.
My point exactly. I feel you. Because so many people are going to say that. But what does it come down to where if that's how I want to spend my NIL earnings, if I want to buy jewelry and wear it around, and that's what I have. I have the right to do that. I should be able to put it in my locker, lock it up. Now, I'm not going to lie. One football team I played for, we had those little bank bags. Mm-hmm. And we would put all our personal belongings, you know, anything that was of value to you put in that bank bag. They put it in a giant rolling cart, and they put a padlock on that thing. And we got it back after the game. And you knew no one was getting your shit.
And that's what they
unless they had bolt cutters.
And you know what? That's what they need to do. And I would actually even roll that joint out on the field with me or somewhere near the field so I know that it's in positive control. We have control over it. If you want to travel with that, I think that's an awesome idea, bro, that you have the bank bag or some kind of bag that's locked. You have the key, a lock or whatever it is, and it has your name on it and your number. Boom, yep. We done.
You got your name and number on it. They came by your locker. You You see them lock it up, put that padlock on that thing. You're like, all right, cool. I feel good. I ain't got to worry about somebody coming to my locker going to my shit.
Man, that's crazy. And do you – here's a question I have. I mean, we got to move in, you know, to the next one because this kind of moves right into it. But
yes, sir.
Do you think that changes your mentality when you go play? I mean, as a college student, I'm worried about my stuff. I want to make sure everything's okay.
Hey, Jay, stuff is so abundant now. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know if these young people are going to care. And if they're smart, they have insurance on it.
So, funny you say that. Prime talked about that. And no, he said they talked about NIL deals. They talked about accounts. They talked about all this stuff. And he admitted they slipped up because they did not talk about insuring the jewelry and all their stuff. They did not talk about insurance.
Hold on. Hold on. What the fuck? No, because that's part of the teaching, dog. You're teaching everything else. You can't go throw that kind of money out there and not have it covered. Jay.
That's what he said. That is what he said. Out of his, and this is not secondhand. This wasn't written. He said it. There's an interview. When they interviewed him, he talked about they slipped up because they did not talk about insuring their property.
Guess what?
They're going to go back and revisit it, but he messed up.
Guess what I say to not insuring jewelry and shit that costs that much money?
What?
Oh, hell no. 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 Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
That's right. This is the part where, hey, look, just like not insuring your stuff. When you got NIL deals and watches and that cost $20,000 and whatnot.
Not you put your premium so early all up front. Man. You ain't got to worry about that shit, dog.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. For me, listen, my oh, hell no happened this morning. Look, this is a personal one, okay? I'm driving in traffic. And if you don't know, but the Buffner likes to do things different, right? I have what's called a manual. For some people, they don't know what a manual is. That's a 5-speed shift. I have a stick in my car, and I love that car. I love the stick. Here's the problem, though. I drive in traffic. I know it's funny, but I do. I drive in traffic. When you drive in traffic, that means it's a lot of start and stop, start and stop, start and stop. And sometimes if you just not really clicked in, locked in, you may stall out. Well, I stalled out in traffic. That's the first oh hell no. But I was trying to get myself back into the traffic that I turned the key. And what happened? Well, the actual part that holds the key, the black part where the alarm is, it slipped off of the metal part. So all I have sticking out of my ignition, because it still uses, yes, a key. It's not a push button like you fancy people have. It comes off the metal part. Yeah. So all I have now is a metal part sticking out of the side of my steering wheel. I don't know how I'm going to get it out, but I can't let it stall out again because I'm in the middle of traffic and I can't turn the key. It's crazy. But I made it. I made it. I made it to work and, you know, got some pliers and some stuff and some tools.
So did you MacGyver your key to get back home, bro?
You know, I did, bro. Spit, gum, and some aluminum foil will solve anything.
He turned into the Black MacGyver, the Buff Nerd. Hey, Dumb MacGyver, who we're going to call
Dumb MacGyver.
Hey, man. Hey, big ups to the Buff Nerd for having to battle it and figure out how to get his key working. I remember being young, having my driver. My very first car was a manual. And here it is. I'm doing a 3-point turn. And after I did the reverse, I didn't get all the way back in the first, and I stalled. But then Traffic was coming. It started, you know, it stopped. And I looked at my side view mirror and it started backing up. And the more it backed up, I was popping that clutch like a motherfucker. Like I just didn't take my time. Yeah. I looked up, the cars were down the street past the stop sign. I was like, somebody gonna come kick my ass. I finally got in the gear, took my time, got back in and got out. So hey dog, I can imagine being on the freeway.
On the freeway.
Out, and then you're not able to turn that shit back on.
Man.
On one of the freeways. Jay.
What's up?
My old hell no tonight is just one that really tickled me a lot when I saw it this week. You know, I'm a fan of watching reels on Instagram and Facebook,
yeah,
and Twitter shorts, the whole nine. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Uncle Shay Shay and Ocho Cinco for, you know, the late night, they like to call it, the after hours that they have, you know, Club Shay Shay, which right. is Shannon Sharp, if y'all don't know who Uncle Shay Shay is, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, long story told, here it is, I'm scrolling, and I stop. They said, NBA, former NBA star Joe Smith. Now, Joe Smith played in the NBA for 1,000 years, and he played for, like, I think every team that was ever a franchise in the NBA. Joe Smith played for everybody. Very popular player. Right. I mean, longevity. Joe got upset with his significant other because he found out she was secretly doing OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was doing, like, babe, you, is this real? You doing OnlyFans?
Hey.
Yeah, she is. Now, if y'all don't know what OnlyFans is, I've never seen OnlyFans.
Yeah, okay.
I've only heard of OnlyFans.
Oh, but hell no.
Yeah, you ain't got no buttons, bitch. You ain't got no buttons, goddammit. You can't put nothing. So long story short, OnlyFans is a subscription service that some scantily clad young women will put themselves on.
Scantily clad.
An older gentleman or gentlemen will pay a subscription to see,
mm-hmm,
you know, unseeable parts on normal posts.
Bucky
Joe Smith found out that his significant other,
yeah,
was showing the goods on OnlyFans and got mad about it. But Jay, that's not the old hell no to me. Ask me where Joe Smith met his significant other.
At a strip club.
At a strip club.
Bucket naked club. At the bucket naked.
So you honestly thought, Joe, that you was going to get her to change what she does and know, man, how to do. Here it is. She caked up with you. You taking care of her. She living good.
Right.
And she pulling in some money on the side. But I'm going to agree with Shannon Sharp. If I said, baby, why are you doing it? What you making? And she talking about she making a couple hundred thousand. I'm going to become the cameraman. We're going to put that stuff out there every Friday.
Already.
Already. But that's my old hell now. Joe Smith, calm down, bro. You knew who your girl was when you met her, man. Hey, for better or for worse. Or for better or for OnlyFans is what you need to consider.
I mean, bro, like, it is my thing right now. Let's see. According to Celebrity Net Worth, this is crazy. Joe Smith net worth is $100,000.
Stop playing.
It says net worth is $100,000, bro.
Where the old hell nah button at?
Say, look here, my man.
You better help her make some more OnlyFans videos.
Bro, not only should you be the cameraman with $100,000 net worth, you should also be the producer. You should also be working social media for her. Bro, are you kidding me? You that's your net worth. That's how much you make. That's your net worth. Man, come on. That's what it says.
That gotta be a typo. They left a zero off or something.
Nah, it's not even zero, bro. It's spelled out 100,000.
You said it's spelled out.
It's spelled out, bro. It's found out. I mean, she look all right. She look all right.
But she ain't only fans all right. There's something for everybody.
I mean, if she making some thousands, if she doing all right, man. But
that's something for everybody.
Bro, 100,000. That boy is worth 100,000. That's what it said. 100,000.
You about to make me hit the intro again just to hear the words from that man.
So I was like, well, wait a minute. Why would she feel the need to do? Why would she feel the need to do a OnlyFans? Because old boy's worth 100,000. That's why. I'm with it. Hey, Grandizer. Yeehaw, cowboy up. Hell yeah. And yippee-ki-yay, the Cowboys going to beat that boo-tay. That's what's up.
Hey, Grandizer, I will touch on this a little bit from something Todd Bowles just released when we get to Between the Lines, which is about to be in, like, now seconds. You ready for this next segment?
Man, I'm so into this rabbit hole of Joe Smith and his net worth. This dude made $61 million over 61-year career, and now he's $157,000, my guy.
Bruh.
And it's guaranteed, buddy. What are we doing? Let's go, man. Let's go.
Hold on. Joe Smith. Joe. Damn. All right, man. All right, we're going to leave you alone, dog. Hey, I ain't wanting to be in your business like that. God. Here we go.
Oh, man. Yeah! Right on time. Right on time. MJ is in the house.
What the hell? MJ in the house. Boy, MJ we about to talk about them goddamn Raiders. You Raiders. Best believe it.
Matter of fact, let's go ahead and hit them on the head at the top. Hey, look. So the younger Davis has finally come to his senses and said, you know what?
Oh, man.
Yeah. What?
Go ahead. Say it, dog. Yeah. This, oh, my God.
The snake man has finally done it. He's clean the snake den, also known as the Raiders clubhouse, head of clubhouse. He has fired not only the coach, but said, you know what, GM? You gone. And guess who else? The OC. Oh. All of them. Out of there. I think we said this. I know I said this last year when they hired him. This dude, he's not a head coach. He's proven he's not a head coach. He's not a head coach.
Fact. And please finish your point, because I got a question I got to ask you.
Yeah, Jimmy Bench, of course. Listen, there's a point where you have to understand and recognize you are who you are. You are what you are, okay? He is, at best, an OC with a quarterback that can, and with a cerebral quarterback. Because that's what Tom Brady was. Okay, he was a cerebral quarterback. When you don't have that and you waste Davante Adams, you waste Josh Jacobs, you have Waller who says, I've got to get the hell up out of here. Waller said, I'd rather go play for the New York Giants than play for the Raiders. That's something. That's something. That's, you want to talk about going from dysfunctional to the frying pan? That's it. That's it right there.
Jay, I'm dropping shit over here thinking about this. This is my whole thing. When the Raiders made this move, I was like, this is a dumb move.
It feels like that. It doesn't work.
Don't do it. Hey, a lot of them did come from the Patriots.
Yeah.
They got the GM. They let him get who he wanted to get. They brought a lot of former players from the Patriots over to the Raiders. But this is my whole thing. Josh McDaniels showed who he was when he pump faked the Indianapolis Colts. You know, yeah. I don't always talk about the Colts like I do the Buccaneers. But to see him okie doke them the way he did with coming out saying he was going to take the job, didn't take it last minute, and then leave him hanging. Now going to think that he was going to do something different in Oakland. He showed you what he can do. He showed you he can only function and work well under Belichick. He cannot do it on his own. So this is my thing. How many fucking chances, excuse my French, does Josh McDaniels get? It's because of people like him that constantly, he's going to be a great mind. He's a great offensive person. He's going to do well this time. He hasn't done good being a leader yet anywhere. So why does he get so many chances?
Because of the success that he had as an OC.
We all know that was Bill Belichick running everything. He just put a face on it. Just like he put his son on being the face of something, and he just was that stupid, and it got old and messed up.
But as Grandizer put it, and he put it right, past Patriots coordinators make horrible head coaches, and it doesn't matter what level they're on, whether it's collegiate or it's professional. We can look at Bill O'Brien. We can look at, oh boy, that was at Notre Dame. I mean, it don't matter. If they're the head coach, I mean, if they're an OC, they're not going to be good head coaches in the NFL. Now, the DC's pretty good.
What about Sean McVay? He was an OC.
What about Sean McVay?
He got a Super Bowl win.
He did. He won a Super Bowl. Singular.
All right, cool. I get it. Point of the matter is.
And that was bought. Crazy. Oh, everybody comes through here. What up, Smitty? I know Big is about to do anything, Grandizer.
But let me ask you this, dog.
What's up?
How pissed off was Mark Davis after that embarrassment on Monday night? Because here it is. You lose on Monday. You go home, you think about it on Tuesday and early Wednesday, you're like, hey, you gotta go. Matter of fact, take the OC too. I don't even want him on the line. Don't trickle remnants of boo boo on it. But Jay, the Raiders had a decent situation.
I didn't think he did.
But they had a decent situation when they had the other coach. I forget who was the interim coach at the time.
The interim?
He won. Yeah. He got him to the playoff. And then it's like, oh, he's not a sexy enough name. We got to let him go. Sometimes you got pieces of Oakland. Say Oakland. I forget to say Vegas. The Raiders are still grimy. They still black holers. They still hood. They don't need a known coach. They don't need no shiny name. They need a dull, rusty-ass pendant hanging from their neck. That's able to rub elbows with the black hole and get by. They don't need a shiny Mercedes. They need that old Lexus with the one headlight out.
Miss Davis passes away. The Raiders are up for sale. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. It'll go to Mark, man. Look, it's like the Joneses, right? It's just going to pass from one generation to the next. And now that they're making money, especially in Vegas. Look, they are a brand, right? Like the Cowboys are a brand, okay?
Just win, baby.
It's a brand.
It's a brand.
So people are going to buy the brand more than they will buy the team. All right? And that's why you can move from Oakland to L.A., back to Oakland, back to L.A., back to Oakland, and then to Vegas, and you still have people travel. You still have a black hole in Vegas. And that's just what it is about that team, about that organization, about that brand.
Hey, Smitty, Antonio Pierce, that's my dog. Shout out to AP. It's a good fit. He has the demeanor and the mentality. But let's be honest, how much of a chance is he going to get to really win that head coaching job at the end? I don't.
MJ, you're not getting Mike Tomlin.
Hey, man, Mike Tomlin not going out of Pittsburgh.
Nah, he's too good of a situation.
He's going to sneak in the playoffs and keep his job. Now, if he get fired, that would be a hell of a hire. That will turn that whole team around if they can get Mike Tomlin in there.
But, man, you would have to think about what it would take for him to get fired.
It's going to be god-awful. Like, they would have to lose the rest of the games this season, I think, for him to get fired.
And I think it would be seasons.
Oh, you think he got multiple in his bag?
Yeah. I mean, look, he's won the Super Bowl, right? He has not had a losing season. So, excuse me, and he is ingrained in Pittsburgh culture. So yeah, I don't see it, and it's rare that Pittsburgh. First of all, they don't fire coaches midseason. They don't do that. No. I think they've had how many coaches? Five since they've you know, been a team. They had like five coaches.
Yeah, something like that.
So I mean, yeah, it's not gonna happen. Pierce would be nice. Yeah, I agree with that. I think you. I would not go for a sexy pick. Like McDaniels was a sexy pick, like you said. It was a name. It was a splash.
McDaniels sucked. Period. He never should have had the job. He got hooked up on a favor. I wouldn't even mind seeing Raheem Morris get a chance to be a head coach again. I don't know if he can turn it all the way around, but I wouldn't mind seeing it, man.
That's tough, man. That's tough to see that. I think the way him and the league has been, I just don't see it, man. Tommy 15 consecutive winning seasons, only way he leaves is retirement or he's just ready to move on. Yeah, that's what I feel as well. Mark Davis has a minor stake with the Raiders just to figurehead. The real power is with Ms. Davis. Once she passes away, the league will come to collect their money. Mark Davis don't have the money to pay that. He'll find it. They always do. They'll find it. Even if he says, you know what, I'll have an ownership group, and even with his minor stake, he'll have the ownership group come in. He'll still be there. I don't see anyone else. I don't see the league selling it from Davis. They might.
No, it would have to be set up in the will or whatever like that. I don't see it coming down like that. They're not going to strip that away from that family. The Davis family has been a staple in the NFL for a very long time.
Exactly.
Legalities, though, that changes the game a little bit. And, you know, I do have 2 degrees, but law is not one of them, so I'm not going to try to figure that contract shit out. I can't do that.
Yeah.
My brain don't
that's
work.
That's what like I thought. That. Yeah, that's what I thought. Sean McVay is from John Gruden. He's not from Belichick.
No. Oh, did you say only Belichick's coaching tree? You said offensive coordinators. I mean, McVay was offensive coordinator prior to.
No.
I wasn't leaning from Belichick's tree. Yes, I know that. Yeah,
no, he was Belichick.
Yeah, my bad. Belichick's tree. Yeah, all of those suck ass.
Yeah. No. And all of them are back with him
Brian,
now.
All of them. Yeah, they're all with him.
Yeah, they're all back with him now because that's what they do. And that's the problem. The Bears fire their running back coach for misbehaving out there.
And man, I'm trying to pull it up. I didn't get a chance to read the whole story, but
okay.
He did, man, hold on. It was up here and I read it and I started laughing my ass off. But
you know what, man? This whole thing about why you looking at up the league trying to get 3 teams to Europe, Raiders, Jags, who else? The Raiders ain't going. You may have a chance with the Jags.
They're gonna expand. They're gonna do Europe though. It's not being talked about, but someone I know that works in the league office, this shit is like it's like 3 to 4 years away from happening for real. That's why they're playing so many games over there now to see what the travel and everything else is like.
Sure.
It is really, really close to happening to having the NFL expand to have teams based out of Europe. And what they'll do is they'll play back to back, and when they go on the road, they'll play at least 2 games consecutive on the road. And they're going to build a hub in New York to have them be able to travel, stop, and then go to wherever they need to go to play that week and vice versa. So, yeah, it's real close to happening. And that's people that I've talked to in the, not to get my sources up, have told me that it's about to go down.
Yeah, there's a lot of legal stuff. I don't see them moving the Raiders, though. Actually, I don't see them moving any team.
No, the Raiders just got that brand new stadium in Vegas. They're not going anywhere.
They're not moving them. They're gonna create new teams over in Europe before they move any team from here over there. And I think you're right too. They'll play within like their Europe division or European division. It'll come over, whatever. They'll figure it out. And like you said, they 2-3 weeks over there, and then they come back. move the Lions to UK. Bears to Russia. Wow, Grandizer, what are we doing? You can't move the Lions to the UK because now the Lions are actually kind of good. They have a winning season. It looks like they're going to have Bears. Yeah, sure. I mean, you can't do it because, you know, they are a staple within the National Football League. I mean, you literally have the Halas Trophy, but no, I'd be – look, when the Euro League was out, Frankfurt and Spain and all of them, I watched it because I thought it was good. And I always liked seeing, you know, the different types of mascots that they had, you know, not your traditional Lions, Bears, Cowboys, you know, Chargers, things like that. It was like the Frankfurt Galaxy and the Spain Dragons or something like that. It was cool. I'm with it.
They're just saying workplace behavior that has been reprimanded several times prior to the firing today. So yeah. I don't know if he is around there pinching booty with the people and the girls in the front office or what, but they just said workplace behavior that was an ongoing behavior. It wasn't his first time at all. So, yeah.
Yeah. While we have the ATL guys on here, we got to run because we got to get to this top five. But MJ, you know what? Stop it. Ain't nobody moving the Cowboys. And they need – you know what? If they do move somebody, they should move the Raiders. How about that? Y'all like moving anyway. Isn't that what y'all do? L.A., Oakland, Oakland, L.A., L.A., Oakland, Vegas.
They said they can move the Cowboys to that to South Stop Beach.
It. Don't do it. Don't do it. They can move Tampa Bay to Cuba.
I could call them the Tampa Bay Castros. And then Grandizer, I promise you, man. I promise you. I'm working on. I ain't gonna have it tomorrow because my son has a game, but I'm working on a Buccaneers piece. But you know, they interviewed Todd Bowles, and we're gonna talk about these Dirty Birds here in a second for Wallace. And
yeah, well, matter of fact, we're gonna talk about them right now. Move the Chargers to Germany. I'm with it.
Oh Lord, Grandizer, stop, stop! Somebody stop his keypad right now. He's cracking me up.
They finally have benched Riddler.
Riddler? You just made him the question mark dude from Batman, huh?
Well, have you seen his play? It's a bit questionable, don't you think?
Hey man, the man, he was slightly concussed last week against the Tennessee Titans, bro.
I bet he was. I bet he was.
So Desmond Ridder, and they got Taylor Heineke now will be named the starter, I think, right?
Yes.
And they benched Desmond Ridder. Falcon fans said that Ridder was the guy. He was going to be okay in this offense. Now, he beat my Buccaneers, although Baker Mayfield did not capitalize on situations to help win that game. The defense held Baker the Mayfield Falcons Baker. To 16. They should have won that game. Anyway, if it was a split, we all be high. Desmond Ridder gets benched. Is this a desperate play by the coach to try to save his job? That's what I'm wondering.
So Wallace, Ridder doesn't have no concussion. I kind of agree with you on that. Riddler. Yeah. Okay. Here's the answer. Here's a quick answer that I give to you. I think I'll answer with a question. Will it hurt him moving forward as a young quarterback that you've benched him, you put in Heineke, when you knew that he was going to have struggles as a first-year quarterback? We knew this.
True.
You have a great running back there, rookie running back in Bijan. You have a great tight end that's not being utilized. You have some receivers that are not being utilized. Your defense is having to carry more of a load than they really can handle, right?
And they haven't played bad. They've just been on the field a lot. The Falcons defense
what I'm saying.
Has had to play a lot. You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's sad because if you knew, well, you don't know. right? You want to come out and he does well in preseason and the first couple of games, like, oh, hey, I think we got something here. I think we got something here. And then people have the book on, they get a book on him. And they say, you know what? Here's some tendencies that he does. Here's some things that he likes to do. Here's some things that when this situation comes up, he gets rattled. And so the book got out on him. And now that's it. Right. So it's up to the coaching staff to get him better. I don't know, man. You think he's to save his job? Yeah. Arthur Smith job? Yeah. I think so too.
I think so. That's why this move being made. I think the writing's on the wall are the black. He's ready. He's ready to win now. They ain't been right since they blew the lead in the Super Bowl to the Patriots. They ain't been close to getting back yet. So now it's like, look, bro, you got to get this done. So,
yeah, I mean, you're right, MJ. You know, obviously Houston, Carolina, now Atlanta, Indianapolis. They play these young quarterbacks who the speed of the game, the way these guys are, they're not used to it. They get hit. They get beat up. They have defenses that are disguised that they've never seen before. You throw them out there to the Lions, and these sheep are going to get cold, and that is what we're seeing.
Man, let me just say this, though. It's a tough position as a general manager because you say you want to slowly bring this quarterback along and break him in and don't rush him in, yet everyone says the right things. But you really don't have that kind of time because if you don't win within, like, the first couple years, and they're going to fire your ass. So when the foot get close to the fire, what's the first thing they do? Hey, man, let's go and put that young quarterback in. Anthony Richardson should have never been in for the Colts this year to even suffer that injury. The offensive line sucks. The running back was in his feelings and didn't want to come back and Taylor. You didn't know what was going on. You don't throw your young quarterback out there in that situation. You keep him on the bench. You let the you let Minshew go out there and just get beat the hell up.
That's it. Let him put him in situations where, hey, you know what? The game may be out of hand because the game's gonna be out of hand. Trust me.
And look at Washington. They screwed up. They screwed up so bad. They just traded away by three great pieces on defense.
Oh yeah,
they're about to tank and put themselves in a position to get a quarterback in the draft. Because Caleb Williams,
and
I don't know. After watching him pout on the sideline when USC losing. Caleb Williams might need to take his punk ass back to, he might take himself back to college.
Nah, this is it. He's got to go. He's going to have to go. He's going to have to go. And he will. Right. I mean, he's going to have to go, man. While I was talking about, and I think this is coming from the heads up above, Arthur Smith, to make this move because Ritter, 12 turnovers is a problem. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a problem. Like you said, with all the talent you have on offense, Atlanta should be better than they are if they had a better quarterback. If they had a better quarterback. But the fact is that they have a rookie quarterback whom now the league has a book on, and you have an OC and a head coach that likes to throw the ball. They like to throw the ball because that's what they do. So if you got that,
but they got Heineke. I'm tripping. They got Robinson, Bijan Robinson.
That's what I said.
And they got Algier. They don't Algier. Do a bad job of running.
They got Algier. Yes.
I don't know, man. Desmond Ritter wasn't ready.
But
overall,
what did he say?
They made the change.
But you got 12 turnovers.
Yeah.
In seven games, eight games.
That lot, dog. You're averaging
over one turnover a game. That's a lot of turnovers.
Hold on.
Supposedly they do with the Titans and Derrick Henry. Supposedly, but again, if your quarterback is throwing 12 turnovers, here's the thing that I would say, or has 12 turnovers. Let me say it like that. Maybe he's fumbling or whatever. But it's interceptions. But here's the thing. If he is doing that, then you got it. You got to get him out of there. Yeah, he is leading the league in turnovers. You got to get him out of there. Listen, we can talk. You know, we love this. Love having y'all in here. Again, make sure that you like, subscribe, smash that bell. So you
hit that thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube right now. Hit that thumbs up, y'all. We appreciate that. Man,
it's always great to see you, Grandizer. Wallace, always great to see you. MJ, welcome back. Glad you're here because it always makes it fun. Hey, it's time for that top five. Tonight's top five most annoying celebrities. Let's go. Let's get it. Hit the music. That was quick. But hey, here we go.
Oh, you know what?
It's all good.
That was the wrong intro. Good.
No, no, no. It's all good. I tell you what. No, no, no. Some people have a top 100. Some have a top 50. Some have a top 25. Some have a top 10. Here we have a top 5. Who's in? Who's out? What's in? What's out? Let's just go. I don't think you don't have your top 5, do you?
I got my top 5, but I did a whole hell no right there. No, man, I got my top 5, and it's just, you know, even sometimes I can like an entertainer, but they're annoying as hell to me. So number 5.
Yeah.
Kardashians, fucking all of them.
The whole group, sisters. Huh?
Like Khloe, Kendall, Kim, the Jenner girls, the mama, all of them. Annoying as hell. Like, popular for plastic surgery. Just, and I'm not being a hater. I saw Kim Kardashian on film, and it was like, okay, yeah. Then just got annoying after a while. Like, ugh, leave me alone. DJ Khaled. And really? I love his music, but it's just like, and another one. Who did God did? Man, DJ Khaled, bro. I'm so sorry.
I mean, bro, you kind of look like a dark DJ Khaled.
I really don't appreciate your ass right now. I'm like, all right, man. Appreciate that. All right, appreciate
that. Man.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Kanye West. Because it's just apparent that something is wrong with this man mental. Kanye West is annoying as hell, dog. Gets on all my nerves, bro. Kanye West.
Man, okay.
The next one. Taylor Swift. Just invading and taking over. Man, fuck her and the Swifties. You understand me? Bro. Taking over NFL football right now. I'm annoyed by it.
I can't believe you saying that, man.
Whatever. I'm saying it. Taylor Swift. I had enough. Check him off. You know, you told me I'm a habitual line stepper and a consistent hater. I hate her ass right now. Hater. Number one for me. Number one.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith. She could be, if she was choking, I would not give her the goddamn Heimlich. I would let her ass choke right now.
That's cold, man.
That's how I would, and matter of fact, hopefully she could choke on the red table.
Damn. He got a twofer there.
That's
okay.
All I got to say about that.
Wow. That's deep. Let me go through my list quickly because, oof. Man, it's funny. We actually have different lists. I thought we would have at least one or two on there. My top one, and this is pretty much, I think, on everyone's list, Donald J. Trump.
Wow. Yeah, I don't even consider him a celebrity no more. He's just a jackass that was a president.
Dude, he's a celebrity.
Yes, he is.
Celebrity. Logan Paul.
Boy.
Logan MF and Paul, man. It's just
I really wish you could see my list because yeah. he was in that vicinity, bro. Ham.
Jennifer Lopez.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What did J-Lo do to you?
Yeah. Nope. She is
you don't like Desperate Jenny from the Block?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. Nope. Can't stand it. Can't stand it. Don't want her to talk. Don't want her to say nothing. Nothing. When she opened her mouth, I just turned it off. Just turned
she
it off.
She ain't got to say nothing.
She don't. But then she look around and she talking. And I know, like, when she turns around, it's like, nah, not at all. Stop it, Grandaz. You do know half these people. Go outside just once in a while. Turn away from sports once in a while, man. It's okay. Speaking of people that annoy you when they talk, Joel Osteen.
You don't like the way that Joel Osteen preaches to the people?
Oh my God, bro. He's one and she ain't from the block. See, you do know half these people, Grandizer. No, Joel Osteen, and you know what's crazy? I put Joel Osteen with Al Sharpton. See, I'm going to do you right here. I'm doing what you do. That's my twofer right there. Joel Osteen, Al Sharpton, put them both in the same boat. Push it out to sea.
Did I do a twofer tonight? Damn.
No, you know, that's what you do.
I did, yeah, but I did a whole family, so it's cool. You can do a twofer.
You did a whole family.
I did
There's like 10 Kardashian Jenners in there.
Hey, fuck the grandkids too, all of them.
Golly.
All of them. The babies.
No. Hey, Grandizer, he needs Jesus in his heart. First of all, if there are people drowning in New Orleans and all over Houston, and you don't open your church because you don't want them in there, because they may dirty up your floors, bro, you're already done with me. You're done. You're done. OVA. Back. And that's what he did. So, yeah, he can eat a big fat dick. And finally,
the thoughts expressed by Dub Buff Nerd do not reflect the thoughts of BGSE Network in any way, shape, or form. So speak your truth, brother. Speak your truth.
Grandizer, if you're talking about Logan Paul, he's the one that was talking about, he fought Mayweather. That's him. Or they slap box or whatever you want to call it. Finally, of course, you should know.
Go ahead.
I think it was Logan. Pretty sure it's Logan Paul. It's one of them. Whichever one fought Jake or Logan, it's that one. Ultimate most annoying celebrity that I actually wish was put on a boat, pushed out to sea, and you fire arrows, flaming arrows in it. The biggest douche of them all, Ben Affleck. Ben MFing
Affleck. I should have known. Oh, God. It came to the light. It came to the light. I said, oh, hey, dog. What did.
Hey, man, look. Ben Affleck is the worst person on the planet.
What is wrong? Why do you hate Ben Affleck and J-Lo, bro? What'd they do to you, dog?
First of all. Let's just focus on the fact that this dude, Ben Affleck, has been riding on the coattails of Matt Damon all his career.
Oh, come on, his career.
That's what it is. Second of all, this dude ruined Daredevil, and I'll never forgive him for it. He ruined Daredevil.
You blame? He didn't write it. He just acted in it.
That's enough for me. Yeah, Affleck. Wow. Yes, Affleck. Go back. Look at his stuff. He's horrible. First of all, he's from Boston and has the worst Boston accent of any person that's ever been in a Boston movie. He's horrible. Ben Affleck. Yeah. Dude, he could be on fire and I wouldn't want to use your piss on him. Like, that's, I just, I, no. No. No, no, no. No, no. Ben Affleck can eat a bowl of dicks, man. I mean, just a whole
Tell
big
me
hole.
How you really feel. I love
it. I just don't care for the guy. I don't care for him as a human being.
Hey, Jay, not to break up your feelings right now, but the Texas Rangers are now up 3-0, top of the ninth inning.
Let's go. It's winning time, baby.
Hey, man. Buff Nerd. Dog, you just, hey, dog, that's hilarious. Hey, there may be some people
stop that. Stop it. Goodwill Hunting. It was a good movie.
Goodwill Hunting was good. But I was just about to say, he's going to say it's because of Matt Damon, Grandizer.
No.
Hey, Ben Affleck's last movie that I saw on Netflix was pretty good, bro.
What was the name of it?
I don't know. It was like,
exactly.
He was going, exactly. it was like a fake world. They were like,
a fake world. Did he die?
Did he die? He lived for you. He lived.
Not a good movie. Not good. Nope. Nope.
Hey, man.
Not a good movie.
So if I really go find the name of this movie and recommend it to you, you're not going to watch it?
I'm not going to watch it. Come on, the boss acts like four cons, whatever, man.
Even for your boy, you won't do that for Big Game, dog?
Listen, man. I watched Dogma. And I like Dogma. That's the only movie I like with him in it because he. It's Smoking Aces. I watched that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good movie. He dies in that one. So he got you shot still... a lot of times.
Damn shame. So you still haven't seen The Fish That Saves Pittsburgh, huh?
I still haven't watched that, bro.
Hey, I think MJ is gone. Dude, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh is a damn good basketball movie, bro.
It's not a real movie. It's not a real movie. Stop saying it is.
I'm going to find the YouTube link to that movie and send it to you, bro. It's a real movie.
It wasn't in theaters.
Dr. J is in it.
Special.
There's a bunch of late 70s basketball players in that thing. Daryl Dawkins is in it. It's a great movie, dog. Bro, great movie.
It was an after anyway, school man, special TV show.
Let's wrap that you this trying thing to put up, off. Because you got me about to just laugh for no reason. Like, just.
He's horrible. He's horrible. God, how do people like that dude, man? I don't get it. Anyway, that's why J-Lo and him, they deserve each other. They deserve each other.
Hey, man, I need to take you to Ben Affleck Haters Anonymous, dog.
I'm not anonymous. You know I don't like him.
Hey, why do they call it Alcoholics Anonymous? Is it because people don't know what you're going into the building for? Because everybody in the meeting know that you're an alcoholic if you're there.
Right? Like, you got to say your name, and then everyone says your name back with you.
Hey, my name is James, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, James.
Thanks, James. Or hi, James.
What the hell? I agree with BJG with Trump. Hey, that's me because I'm not Big Game. But thank you, sir. Proud Boy. Son, yep. And they still around. That creates more harm than good. Yeah, that's why that dude right there, he needs to go away, man. I know my affiliations and what I believe in, but look, right is right and wrong is wrong. And that
is very funny. I know a lot of conservative Republican people that cannot stand Donald J. Trump.
Can't stand him. Can't stand
And him. Anyway, we're not going to turn this to a political show.
No, because we're going to wrap this up so I can go watch my Texas Rangers World Series.
They're three outs away from winning this. 5-0. Rangers are up 5-0. All right. Hey, y'all. For the Buff Nerd, Jay Styles, I'm your boy, Big Game James.
Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in to Big Game Sports Buzz on the BGSE Network. Tomorrow, you can catch this guy over here joining Two Birds and One Show talking craft beer, Philly sports, and the Eagles Cowboys matchup that's happening this Sunday. Please make sure that y'all check out the Chop Shop, which is trying to come back on Fridays. Hey, Reed, I think I got a date this Friday, so I ain't gonna be able to make it, dog. Cowboys cutting up and Man Cave Mondays. If y'all missed it, man, this past Monday, A. Reed did right before Halloween the scariest movie characters. Check that out. It's a good one. You won't be disappointed. So until next week, which I haven't told Buff Nerd yet, it's probably going to be on a different day because next Wednesday, I have a basketball game. I'm your boy, Big Game James. That's the Buff Nerd, Chase Dog. Until next time, peace.
Yeah.
Big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like